Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Friday, January 19th, 2024. Polish MPs approve 2024 budget. Solidarity activists decry jailing of Polish politicians. And 50% of Polish people prepared to stop driving to help the environment. Good afternoon. Poland's lawmakers have greenlighted the government's national budget for 2024, which foresees expenditures of 866 billion zloty, with a deficit of 5.1% of GDP, according to European Union methodology. MPs in the Sejm approved the 2024 budget in a 240-191 vote, with three abstentions. The plan includes 866 billion zloty in public spending. This figure includes around 604 billion zloty in tax revenue. The 2024 budget now goes to the Senate, the upper house, for consideration, according to officials. Activists from the Solidarity movement have joined protests surrounding the jailing of Mariusz Kamiński and Maciej Wąsik, who were elected as law and justice members to the current parliament. In an open letter to the Minister of Justice and Prosecutor General, they said, "We do not want political prisoners in Poland. We appeal for the immediate release of the imprisoned parliamentarians." The wives of the imprisoned MPs also sent a letter to the Prosecutor General calling on him to immediately transfer the case files to President Andrzej Duda. The two MPs who headed Poland's anti-corruption agency were involved in numerous anti-corruption operations over the past 20 years and were convicted of using inappropriate detection methods and were pardoned by President Duda. But the current administration ordered their arrest until a new pardon is issued. The MPs are staging a hunger strike and vigils are being held by supporters outside their prisons and in other Polish cities. New research published by Poland's Rzeczpospolita newspaper has found that half the Polish population would be prepared to stop driving to help the environment. The research reveals that the younger generation, 18 to 34, is less willing to give up driving for the sake of the environment, at 42% as opposed to the 51% for the population as a whole. In Poland, the most serious source of pollution is often not cars at all, but private houses. According to data published by Smog Alarm Poland, 4% of the fine particle pollution in Poland is due to traffic, while 78% is due to domestic heating and cooking systems, suggesting that the renewal of domestic systems and stringent domestic regulations will make a bigger difference than giving up cars. And finally, one of the oldest hairdressing salons in the Sopot is offering free haircuts to customers with a catch. The offer from Powom Salon on Kościuszki Street in the city extends to having trainees do the haircut under the watchful eye of qualified hairdressers while they learn their trade. In order to qualify as professional hairdressers, trainees must be able to competently cut all styles of women's and men's hair. Trainees have three sets of practical exams coming up in March, for which they are practicing hard. To take advantage of the offer, clients are asked to call 58551 1315 to book an appointment with one of the interns.
The weather.
Today will be a mostly cloudy day with some sunny intervals in a moderate breeze when temperatures of 1 degree centigrade, that's 34 degrees Fahrenheit, during the day and minus 1 degree overnight. Winds will freshen tomorrow with snow and sleet flurries throughout the day and temperatures of 2 degrees during the day and minus 4 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.